This week, I covered 1 as a number, being in agreement, as an adjective, and the plural form. The difference between oneself and one's self was also covered. Next week, I will focus on one as a pronoun, to replace a person's name. After that, I will have ones as a possessive and a contraction. This is a very complicated word, used in many forms. It serves a grammatical function and is not just a number. Finally, I will have special phrases using one in unique ways.